6. Still to come, more pain for Australian wool innovation as the income dries up. Well, the former chief vet of Tasmania is one of a number of eminent scientists who've written to the Prime Minister asking for more action on climate change. The now retired Dr. Rod Andrewartha says Tasmania is seeing many examples that highlight the change in climate, and the group of scientists want a specific target.
Well, the group's actually former chief veterinary officers from around the country. All of us are now retired. We're just concerned that as we look at things, the increasing distribution of some diseases and the impacts we saw last summer of bushfires and what that's done for animal welfare and the impact on wildlife, that climate change is something that's here and now, and we think that the government probably needs to be doing a little bit more about it. And the main thing we're asking for in the letter is there needs to be a target set for zero emissions by 2050. And if we've got a target, then there's something to work towards. We've seen recently governments have done a fantastic job with COVID-19. They've listened to the scientists, followed that scientific advice, and taken the leadership in putting some conditions in place which have had a fairly severe impact on the local economy. But they've done this because they've seen it's necessary. But with COVID-19, the pandemic will eventually end. Climate change is a bigger issue, which if we don't do anything, it won't end. And we need the politicians to do the same thing, to listen to the scientists, to take their advice, and then put the right policy conditions in place that Australia can move towards zero net emissions.
Now, Rod, you were the chief vet for almost two decades in Tasmania. Did you express your concern about the climate to higher levels during that time?
I have to admit a little bit of embarrassment that really it wasn't until I was playing with my grandson, actually, and I was thinking about his future, that the impact of climate change really hit me. Yeah, when he's my age, and that's going to be in 2080, the world's going to be completely different if we don't do anything. So it was really looking at the very personal impact that here are the kids now and we owe it to give them a functional world. And that's why I became interested. And you look at some of the information, you know, it's 10 and 20 years old. You know, the science is there. It just needs people to pick up on it, talk about it, and really bring it to the forefront of people's minds, and then the politicians might do something.
What about the argument that whatever Australia does about climate won't really matter unless the bigger countries, and we know who they are, do more?
Well, everybody's got to do their bit. And, you know, we haven't had the argument with COVID, oh, well, there's no point us doing something, the other countries have got to do something. We've all got to do our bit. We can only influence our local politicians, so that's where we should start.
Dr. Rod Andrewartha, former chief vet of Tasmania, our guest on the Country Hour. He's one of a number of former vets around the country who've written to the Prime Minister asking for more action on climate change. Rod, what sort of action would you like that to be?
The actions we'd like to see, well, firstly, as stated in the letter, we would like to see the government actually set a target for zero net emissions by 2050. Obviously, we're not the only group calling for that. And the other outcome we'd like to see is people talking about it, because politicians respond to what the community is concerned about. A good example in Tasmania is the long-spine sea urchin coming down the east coast. That's due to the change in the East Australian current. So we're seeing things move south. We're seeing diseases move south. You know, we've been traditionally regarded as free of blue tongue virus. You know, there's a well-described pattern of blue tongue virus in Australia. In the Northern Hemisphere, that line is moving north and it's got up as far as England. So we can see diseases moving away from the equator, basically. In our case, moving south. When I graduated, heartworm didn't appear in Tasmania. It does now. That's carried by mosquitoes. And we will see this progressive change and expansion of the disease distribution of a whole range of diseases, particularly the ones that are insect-borne, you know, the mosquito-borne and tick-borne diseases. So you see that sort of thing. We see diseases popping out of the woodwork. In the salmon industry, we see a disease about every 2 years pops out of the woodwork. And, of course, on a global picture, we see diseases coming out of animals. And you look at the litany of them. HIV/AIDS came out of animals, SARS, MERS, bird flu, and of course COVID. And in the Australian context, we saw Hendra virus come out of bats into horses, into people, and it's killed about 50% of the people that have ever been infected.
What's your take on the job that Biosecurity Tasmania is doing at the moment?
I don't know specifically what Biosecurity Tas is doing because of the change to dealing with people with COVID. In general, they're doing a fantastic job. The Tasmanian Biosecurity Strategy does include consideration of climate change. I know the Biosecurity Strategy is in the very early stages of being reviewed, and it will look further at climate change because we've got to think of changing distribution. Right, you mentioned fruit fly. Go back 40 years, we'd have said, fruit fly won't overwinter in Tasmania. Now it could. So these sort of changes are impacting how they're looking at diseases.
How will you judge the success or non-success of this missive to the Prime Minister?
It's not just a single shot. This is the start of a process. As I say, what we're trying to do is add to the conversation. Like, there's lots of groups out there already talking about climate change. We're another group from another different area that are looking at it from something slightly different. But the more groups that are talking about it, the more profile it's got, the more the politicians are going to hear it.
As former chief vet in Tasmania, Dr. Rod Andrew Arthur, one of a number of former chief vets in the country who've written to the Prime Minister asking for more action on climate change. Your thoughts on this issue, greatly accepted. 0438 922 936. 0438 922 936. Coming up, the big future for a seaweed industry led by Tasmania. This is the Tasmanian Country Hour.
Your afternoon with Helen Shields
and Jean Hobart.
I've always been a very big supporter of women and very interested in politics. It went in grade 5 at Hillcrest Primary when we were putting together our celebrity cookbook, and so I wrote for Margaret Thatcher.
Did you hear back?
I did. I was sort of grown up seeing her on the ABC News every night.
What was her recipe of choice?
And it was an orange and lemon flan.
An excellent cook.
Wow, put that on the menu for tonight.
Helen Shield, weekdays on ABC Radio Hobart.
Agri Futures Report has found seaweed could be a